Ramadan Kareem, angels. Please welcome to the stage Kill James Bond, brackets 2024 reboots.
What's funny?
Hello. Hi. How you doing? Hello and welcome to another live episode of Kill James Bond. In this continuity, I am November Kelly and always have been. I'm joined by my very good friends. Thank you. Joined by my very good friends, Abigail Thorne and Devon.
Hi.
Oh, these are nice. I deny the catgirl allegations.
Yo, are they fucking rebooting us?
Yo, are they fucking rebooting us out there?
Shit.
Are they fucking rebooting us? Fucking get them! Get them! Cheese it, girls!
I'm not doing that.
Restored to the correct timeline, original and the best, and we are.
Yeah.
Silencing non-binary voices. Get that thing off the fuck off my stage.
After last night, I don't know.
These are nice though. I might just sim this.
Hello and welcome to another live episode of Kill James Bond. Intro done correctly this time. Tick off the big OCD box. I am November Kelly. I am just.
All in the recording as well. It's gonna be.
And I am joined, as always, by my friends Abigail Thorne.
Hey!
We're gonna keep this going for a bit. And Devon.
Yeah! Woo!
Ah, oh, beautiful. Look at these fits. Look at these fits. Sex pervert. Sex perverts. Your mum on an unusual night out.
We got her.
Yeah, it took me two nights to finally grasp the assignment, but I got there in the end. And to celebrate International Women's Day, we have been watching the Charlie's Angels series. You have blessedly, if you haven't seen the other two, you have missed Charlie's Angels 1 and Charlie's Angels 2, Charlie's Angels Full Throttle. But you have locked yourself in for a night with Charlie's Angels 2019, a movie whose director Elizabeth Banks said it's a movie about supporting and believing women. And it's 2 hours long. Supporting and believing women means never editing us. I believe that too. Shout out to our editors.
My boy.
Yeah. And so we begin with Kristen Stewart, because we really have to. And we're going to spend most of the time talking about her.
We will stay with Kristen Stewart for the whole movie.
Yes.
And what is the first thing that we see in this movie, just to really set our table out, is a real close-up of Kristen Stewart's face, and she says...
Oh, God, what does she say? What does she fucking
say? It's the second one. Press the fucking second one.
I think women can do anything.
Except find this drop on a soundboard.
We went through and tested all these, so you know which one.
I have to, this is workplace bullying. I have short-term memory issues. Thank you. No, so we see Kristen Stewart. She's in Rio de Janeiro. She's on a date with a guy. She's like in full femme, pink nail polish, blonde, long blonde hair, saying, "I think women can do anything."
And to me.
Yeah, exactly. And pretty much at this point, you don't need to see Barbie. Like, it's mostly covered by this. And he's being like a gross man at her, as boys are wont to do, and being like, "Well, I don't think that women can do anything, actually, because feminism, you know? It's gone too far, maybe. Have you heard of Jordan Peterson? He's got some interesting ideas."
But she sucks his finger. She's the return of Craig Fingersuck.
It's true. It's a winning distraction gambit. She also, like, tries to kind of, like, jerk him off under the table with her shoe, which means that the sort of foot fetish quotient from the first movie is, like, way back up.
It's a good thing she's wearing, like, high heels and not these.
Crushes your dick instantly. I really think women can do anything. But so she's talking to this guy. He's Australian. This will become important later. And she delivers a line which really strikes me, and it's going to set the tone for the writing of this whole movie.
"Yeah, if you're beautiful, nothing else is really expected of you. And if you're not, you're pretty much rendered invisible."
Okay, we'll just bank that for later, right?
But I think this is cool. This is a cool line because we're trying to justify why the Charlie's Angels are good at what they do. And this is it's quite a nice moment. I thought that was clever. Mm-hmm. I think the writing in this is quite hit and miss, but sometimes it hits.
This was a miss
for me. Elizabeth Banks is currently working.
McGee isn't currently working.
Yeah. No, this was like...
I don't
like,
know if McGee's working. I haven't looked into it.
Well, his production company made Supernatural, so McGee is set for life.
Oh, yeah, he's so fine.
McGee, you will not be harmed by this at all.
McGee sent my boys to super hell?
Oh, my God.
McGee won't see this, but your friends who are really into Supernatural will.
Yeah, they are.
But yeah, so she's sort of like seducing him and also lightly tying him up with some curtain. And delivers another beautiful example of the screenwriter's art.
"Did you know?
What?
That it takes men an additional 7 seconds to perceive a woman as a threat compared to a man."
Which it's got too many clauses in it. Like you can't say this shit. It's genuinely like Kristen Stewart's on record because you know she's big enough. She doesn't need to like say I was a great time making this movie. She was like, "No, it was dog shit. I hated it."
She says that about every movie she does.
Part of her brand. Part of her charm.
She doesn't enjoy making movies. I don't know.
Yeah. Being forced to make movies against her will. Yeah. But she prefers the originals, as to be honest, do I at this point. But yeah, so she like attacks him. And we get a kind of banter fight scene that really makes me miss wire fighting, is the thing.
Yeah, that's the thing about the action in this film, because they've kind of updated it, and now it's sort of the action movie girl flavored. It sort of looks like every other action film.
I have a drop for this.
"It can be manufactured in pastel colors for the ladies."
See,
that's basically the film.
Yeah, I use the movie's own words against it in a very bad faith way. But yeah, it's because wire fighting, the first two had wire fighting because it was of a time with the stuff that came out when that came out. So like The Matrix, right? This is just kind of a kind of everything that comes out in 2019. And it's completely forgettable.
Well, a fucking SWAT team kicks the door in, but it's like SWAT team brackets ladies.
Yeah, I mean, something previously I had only fantasized about. Particularly given that all of this Australian man's goons are immediately like subdued, zip-tied, and hooded. And I'm like, you ever see someone... reinforce an already very existing in real time. At which point, Patrick Stewart enters the movie. Woo! Patrick
Hell
Stewart,
yeah.
Kristen Stewart. It's like the death of Elizabeth Tudor over here. It's full of the fuckers.
And fucking hell.
I know. Listen, I do my best up here. So Patrick Stewart entered the movie, and his super objective in all of this is Patrick Stewart, the real person, needs money. Because bless him, he's a fine actor. He's a great actor.
I recently read his autobiography and I don't think he mentions this film.
Well, I can't imagine the impact emotionally of having to deliver such lines as,
"What about Australian Johnny?"
What about Australian Johnny? Something I love is that as Australian Johnny is being arrested, he's still hitting on Christian Stewart.
Yeah,
I love it.
He's being zip-tied by beautiful women, who are her friends, by the way. Although the thing is, right, trying to name an Australian character, really like zeroing in on this. What do we fucking call this guy? He's got to be Australian.
What about Australian Johnny?
They really straight up just call him Australian
Johnny.
Yeah,
that's his actual name. Fully his actual name, Australian Johnny.
Kristen Stewart takes her long blonde wig off and she has like a short blonde...
Woof, woof, hold on,
We need to get that on the soundboard
Not for the first time we'll be using that drop in the show.
Yeah. And she is joined by another of Charlie's Angels. And I don't remember a fucking thing that happened in this movie, including her name.
Her name is Jane. It's Jane.
Is her name.
Ella Balinska, who is a fantastic actress.
She's uptight. She's just like, "Oh, I'm professional. Like, hiya, I kick ass." And she was like, "Yeah, I'm not professional. I also kick ass."
Yeah, and
that's the dynamic. That's really well drawn. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she kicks Kristen Stewart off a zip line.
Yeah, the zip line, and then Kristen Stewart gets like pushed off a roof and goes like, "Whoa!"
Yeah, and then we get our opening. And you remember how the first two openings were kind of fun and quirky?
Oh my fucking god!
I fucking love the opening montage of this movie.
This is perfect, man. Yeah.
In the first two films, they show us like, once upon a time, there were three little girls who joined the police department, and we introduce the Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, they went to space. They went to Vietnam. Fisted a cow's pussy. Vietnam again. Yeah.
This time, it's just like there's a montage of like, "Yo, you ever heard of women?"
Yo,
have you fucking seen this? They're like cycling around and shit. It's great.
Yeah, it's legitimately like B-roll of various women.
Just of women. It starts with like kids and it's just women in general. And this is the kind of thing that you would put in a children's movie to set the tone. It's the exact same thing that happens at the end of Spy Kids 4.
Yeah.
Does it keep the tone of a children's movie throughout this?
No.
It does not.
Oh my god, no.
It's just like, "Yo, Men 2 just dropped."
I would genuinely believe. I would genuinely believe that they got this footage from like a Hillary ad. And the whole thing.
Yes, that's what it feels like. Yes. The whole movie feels like this for reasons we will discuss.
Yes, absolutely. But so then
Men 2 just dropped, the rejected title for Simone de Beauvoir's landmark feminist legislative sex.
Men 2 just dropped, Rory Kinnear's back and he's pissed. Yes. So we have to go to Hamburg, right? Because there is...
Because there's good tax breaks for filming that?
We've met two women, and my understanding of the Angels is that there's three of them.
You remember how we said last time it would be really boring to do an origin story?
I remember that, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we're going to do one. Because one of these so-called Men 2 is in trouble.
Oh, no. Was she on a bloody period or something?
We're replacing with a fucking Blauhai. It doesn't say shit like that. I mean, it has other flaws. You know, do not get this motherfucker started on where the borders of Albania should be. Yeah, we couldn't have done the Mongolia bit with this guy.
No. He's actually really terrible to work with, but he is currently working, so I can't say no.
Also, I've just realized that you can do the like theatrical pulling your collar thing with an actual collar, like, ooh.
Theatrically pulling someone else's collar.
Interesting.
Developing a kink for getting a big hook that pulls you.
Why do you think
God,
I
really
do
works.
This? All right, I'm going to need you're the Wikipedia synopsis for me on this one.
Okay, yeah,
what's this bitch's
our
name?
Third not yet angel, Naomi Scott is the actor's name. I honestly cannot remember the name of the character.
See?
Straight
Ella,
up. No
idea. Ella! Thank God. Uh-huh. Okay, she's here to see her boss, whose name is Mr. Fleming.
Yeah, because James Bond, I don't know if you've noticed this, James Bond's pretty misogynist.
What?
Yeah, we're finally cancelling him. It's over, sis, and that's tea.
And this guy, her boss, pure spits Matt Hancock.
Straight up.
He is.
Yeah, but do you remember that bit where in the election where Matt Hancock got a bit excitable and started rubbing up really closely on a woman who was being interviewed with? Kind of that Matt Hancock vibe. He's sort of like 1950s misogynist. He's got like the Don Draper misogyny.
Yes, he does. Save this in your brain pockets for later.
In your brain pockets.
Yeah.
Women
yeah.
will look at a brain and be like, "It's so cute. Where'd you get it?" And it's like, "It's got pockets."
That's such a, like, I look at a woman and I think her brain is cute. And so, like, trying to be Nismami, but just kind of, like, head injury.
Yeah, so Ella's like...
It gives you a good brain? It's called a gene.
So Ella's like, I almost finished work on the fucking device that we build here at this company.
Yep.
And he sort of more or less, like, smacks her on the ass and goes, "That's great, kitten."
Well, because she's like, we've almost finished the device.
The device.
Callisto, which is going to disrupt the power industry. Yes. But she says, like, I think it's dangerous. I think there's a problem with it. And he's like,
yeah, absolutely.
So he just gives like techno bubble. He just ignores her and he's like, yeah, whatever. No, we're taking it to market. You're too smart to lose your job, aren't you? And she's like, yes.
If you want to know, by the way, what Callisto is, it's the same thing as from Glass Onion, except instead of exploding, it gives you a brain seizure. Yep. And they say the words brain seizure about 50 times. So I'm like, what the fuck else are you seizing?
A brain search and seizure.
Brain pocket seizure.
It's meant to be like wireless electricity. Like, it's like Tesla shit. And then you talk to it, it's like an AI, and it's like a little...
Cute,
like, what's the name of the shape?
It's like
it's a polyhedron. It's like
if you've seen The Prince, it's the map from The Prince, but it's got magic electricity in it.
You don't remember?
So like, on the way out, right, this impossibly beautiful woman stops her in the hallway and is like, "I think you dropped this card for the Charlie's Angels agency," and just power walks away. Because Charlie's Angels is girl boss now, and this is the agency that like helps girl bosses who need a bit more help girl bossing.
But in charge of the girl boss agency is Patrick Stewart.
Yeah,
bloody beast. Who is Bosley?
He's Bosley
from the first movie.
They just Bosley.
Yes. This is so fucking funny because so Patrick Stewart goes into Charlie's Angels HQ and it's his retirement party, and they have pictures of his past missions on the wall. And one of the pictures is of him with the original three Charlie's Angels, but they've just like photoshopped him over Bill Murray.
Yeah.
So he's there in the Bill Murray outfit.
He's in the fucking second movie as well, because they do some bits about that. Like, my favorite Patrick Stewart line, obviously, is...
"Bosley, I hope the angels aren't being too rough on you."
"Man, please, I date fat women."
That was a weird delivery, but...
He's like Felix Leiter, and then he's Bosley. He used to have no legs. He was black for a bit. He was obsessed with soup. He was gay. Now he's Patrick Stewart.
It's a really good bit of, like, screenwriting here, where as the photos of his face superimposed over Bosley are coming up, he says the phrase, "It really happened. There's the proof." he says it happened and everything.
But yeah, he's coming into the office, by the way, and the Townsend agency has become Blackwater.
Yes.
Like, they have fucking
girl boss Blackwater.
Yeah,
pink water.
They've got like pink extraordinary rendition aircraft on the runway ready to go. They've got the pink like armored vehicles and shit.
Fabulous
also,
rendition.
All called Bosley. Everyone there is Bosley, including Elizabeth Banks, who's also Bosley.
They're all Bosley.
Yeah, and I write down at this point, they take him into the Bosley room, the sort of Bosley conference room. Every wall is a different screen with a different Bosley.
Yes.
And they're like, "Oh, we're so sad that you're retiring, Patrick Stewart, original Bosley, who invented there being multiple Bosleys."
He invented being Bosley.
Also invented the surgery that turns you black and then white, apparently.
It's a master of disguise. The thing is, right, at this point, I write down in my notes, "Oh, so Bosley is both like a name and a title, like Butler in the Artemis Fowl novels." And I just forget that. I come back to it later.
It's almost an interesting idea.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, it's cute.
Yeah.
And Elizabeth Banks is there and she's like, "We're so sorry you're retiring."
Yeah, she's girl Bosley.
Here's
thank you.
Don't clap her.
No,
for
no,
fuck's
clap.
Sake.
Yes. Thank you.
Don't woo her.
Believing
how,
women
how are you
means
doing
believing
what
women.
I'm telling you. I'm wearing the collar. How much clearer can I be?
Believing women means believing that they wrote jokes even when they stole them from Devon. But Elizabeth Banks is there and she's like, "Here, drink this. It's not suspicious." And Patrick Stewart's like, "Yes, I will drink this on camera now."
Yeah, beautiful stage drinking. They give him a rose gold watch, which looks alarmingly shit. real divergence in
I had no thoughts about it. So. Yeah. I was like, well,
completely neutral.
That's
yeah.
a watch.
Yeah, it's a Chopin. It's weird. A lot of like Swiss brands on the sort of lower end get themselves movie placements like this. It's not very good. Yeah. Okay, Jesus Christ.
This is workplace bullying, actually.
If I have to listening to women. But so the thing is, Elizabeth Banks as Girl Bosley, I thought this was a cameo at first. And I thought, like, Elizabeth Banks can't act, but that's fine. She's the director. Like, legally, you can't stop a director doing a cameo.
Yeah, you can. She write a little director's cameo. It's nice.
Did she direct?
Yeah, she did. She wrote, directed, and also co-starred.
Okay.
Also,
nice.
It's a much more full role than I imagined when I was like, oh, this sucks, but at least it'll be over soon. Mm. No chance. 2 hours.
Not only is she still. Comes with them on all the missions.
Yeah.
Look, sometimes it's hard to get cast and shit, and you just got to write a movie where you also play one of the leads, okay?
So Bosley retires, and we go back to Ella, who is about to have to launch Callisto, this like future power thing, because they've gone straight to a press conference. And as she's setting it up to herself, like on a sort of a hot mic, she raps because she's quirky.
That one.
Yeah. It was meant to be
tricky,
rapping.
Tricky. And like, then it cuts back. Like, she does that and it's just her on the screen and you're like, oh, she's doing that on her. And that's funny. And then she like wanders over to her guy and her guy, well, he'll come back to him. He goes, sick flow, bro. You really went for it. 2019. And then it zooms out and every single investor in the company is also in that room, which is like the size of a small fucking bedroom. They're just all in there.
Yeah. And
she did really go for it.
The owner of the company, Brock Industries, Alexander Brock, is there. And you can tell he's not a bad guy because he actually looks at her, whereas her boss is like sort of, you know, trying to restrain his alien hand from groping her and saying like slurs that haven't been heard since the 1960s.
I think there's a degree to which like these opening scenes, they really pile on the misogyny very, very, very hard. And I like it. I think it's worth like pushing it to
near. Oh, so you like misogyny, dude?
I think it works for the effect they're trying to get across, right? I'm not like giving you a second of that fucking shit. Pushing it to like near parodic heights, like the guy walks up front and he goes, he's talking about it in the first person as if he'd made it, and he goes, with a little help from my team, and we know she did 100% of it. Mm-hmm. It is nice. Mm. Yeah. I mean, it's bad, but it's good that they put it in a movie.
It's very girl boss.
Yeah,
you know?
100%. Mm.
But they launch the thing, and it works, sort of. Like, it powers the whole building, it powers the whole facility, and Alexander Brock is very pleased with her. What fucking happens next?
So then we go back to see Jane, who is training with guy I love to see, Jimon Hounsou.
He's so fucking good in this
as
film.
As French Bosley.
Yeah, French Bosley. Monsieur Bosley.
Bosley, yeah.
Training in a boxing gym with him, and he's like, okay, I've got a new assignment for you. I've got to pair you up with somebody you've worked with before, who I gather you really like and got on with and didn't push off a roof. At this point, Christian Stewart appears, and I've made several detailed notes.
I've made one
very vague like, one.
Smoky eye, dark red lip, white shirt, whoa. That's about the gist of it. And they're like, oh, we have to work together, but we hate each other.
Yeah, because like French Bosley is like, you're very professional, you used to work for MI6, here's some more of your backstory. You're like basically a ninja. Here's Futch dipshit. Which I guess is very compelling because like we work together, right?
I think I went on a date with Futch dipshit like 3 weeks ago.
Had a great time guys in my D&D game, actually. Futch dipshit.
Yeah. Also, I will say that like the kind of the thing with Kristen Stewart in this movie is that the increment of how butch a woman can be before everyone gets scared has moved a couple of notches. And it's gone from like Drew Barrymore in a Judas Priest t-shirt to Kristen Stewart with like a really dark matte lip in a Hawaiian shirt.
Yes. The shirt's fantastic. I really like it.
But the thing is, you can go a bit more butch, but then you have to dial it back by being like super skinny again. Mm-hmm. So it's like really like, you know, toxic little trade-offs.
There's a number of points they had at character creation. Like they went with the short hair, they had to go with thin, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you sort of piercings were a dump stat, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so the thing is...
Charisma as well.
Remember how the thing about Ella was that she was quirky, right? Well, the thing about Sabina, Kristen Stewart's character, who we're just going to call Kristen Stewart most of the time, is that she's also quirky This may form part of a pattern. And so her dialogue is all shit like this.
Hamburg. Interestingly, not where hamburgers were invented. That was in Frankfurt, where Frankfurters were not invented. It was just...
Cool. American geography lessons be like... I stole that joke from Nate,
you
by the way.
You fully did.
Just full force stole that one. Thank you, Nate. But yeah, she's also quirky. At least we've got this serious one to like narrow things down. She's never going to become quirky also.
Thank God.
Yeah. So they got to go to Hamburg because Ella needs their help. She wants to blow the whistle and they got to go meet her. So they set up this meeting in a coffee shop in Hamburg. And Ella's there as a waitress. French Bosley is interviewing her, and she's and he's like, "Hey, do you want to like blow the whistle on this like misogyny, maybe?" And also in the coffee shop is a guy with an insane typewriter setup. He's banging shit out on this.
This is a sinister guy taking notes. Yeah.
If you're trying to be subtle, typewriter is not the way to go. If I had to pick a flaw with this, so his setup is he's got a typewriter with a mirror on the front, so you can see her over his shoulder, and he's like,
laptops have webcams.
Pig Latining it or some shit.
Yeah.
Also, there's an incredible fucking moment where like Kristen Stewart is up on a balcony of the building opposite. She's like keeping a lookout, right? And we go, the shot is like her, she's looking through binoculars. Then we see Ella through the binoculars, so she's looking at her. Then we cut back to Kristen Stewart from a low angle, and Kristen Stewart says, "Oh, you're so cute, I gotta get a dog." And in... and what they... Yeah, so they put the sound of a dog barking in post, but we don't see that dog barking. So they're playing it like, oh, she got distracted and she's looking at somebody walking a dog, right? And I choose to believe Kristen Stewart just tried to make this really gay. And they were like, I guess we got to put in a dog.
There are a few things to suggest that point of view. But yeah, so he brings his insane typewriter set up into the coffee shop, and no one else is pissed at him for this. And in fact, it takes the unusually astute professional spy to even notice him. And she takes a fucking minute about it. So when he pops off, when he like attempts to murder Ella, Jane gets her counter gun.
Yeah.
Which is on the customer side of the counter, by the way. You just sit down at the counter in Starbucks, there's a Glock there.
Can I get a Glock? Venti or Grande? Decaf.
They have a fight, including one bit where he's like about to punch her as she's on the counter. She rolls out of the way and he full force punches a bowl of salad. And they leave that shot in of him just like fracturing this bowl of salad.
So good.
I am punching your salad.
So they'd be like, oh, come on.
But yeah, so Kristen Stewart has to like run down a bunch of stairs to get to them. And as they're having this fight, I reflect that not only is the fight choreography worse, right? But also in Charlie's Angels 2, we introduced guy who is a piece of shit, guy who is an abuser, whose violence is like disproportionate and like not fun in the way that all the wire fighting is fun, right? But now, because this is made like every action movie, and every action movie is more violent, the baseline level of violence is fucking higher. And because we've established that Jane used to be an MI6 and used basically a ninja and she's powerful, it's like respectful to have a guy like punch her really hard in the head when you never would have done that in the first couple of movies. And it really strikes me that like, oh, we've made this a lot more misogynistic by accident.
This is why realistic movies are worse.
Yeah.
Because they genuinely have such a fetish for like, oh, the fights are like so gritty and they're real and they're real. And they're worse. They're straight up fucking worse. Because the other ones had wire fighting, whereas this one just has hard cuts, like really choppy fucking editing. You can't see what's going on.
Also, it's the Girl Boss.
Looks like every other action movie.
It's the Girl Boss thing, right? To show that a woman is capable and like capable in a sort of violent field, you make it like it's paying her a compliment if you have a guy like punch her really hard. And it's like, well, kind of a bit with Atomic Blonde, that kind of thing. But I think we identified that's fucking uncomfortable to watch sometimes, as it is in this, you know?
But anyway, they get into a car chase.
Cheers.
Because French Bosley rolls up, and then our discount Crispin Glover has a... He is! He doesn't say anything. Mm-hmm. He only has one line in the film, which we'll get to later.
He looks Crispin a bit
like
a hater.
And he has the neck tattoos, and it's like... You should have just brought Crispin Glover back.
He looks a bit like if Milo Edwards got really into HGH and neck tattoos.
He does. He does.
Like swole Milo. Like, genuinely, it's a little unsettling. But so, do you remember how we said this was like going to be like grounded and sort of like realistic and gritty?
Yep.
At this point, the car minigun pops up.
Yeah. We're doing Daniel Craig James Bond shit here.
Yeah.
It's just a 2019 action movie. It's so boring, man. I've seen this 100 times before. My only note here is a realistic movie is one where a full minigun clip can be emptied into a Nissan Micra without hitting any of the 3 passengers.
Yeah.
There is a really funny moment, though, where they get rammed off the road into the river, and then the assassin Discount Crispin Glover is, like, about to shoot into the river, and then Kristen Stewart comes around the corner on a dirt bike and kneecaps him with a motorcycle, which is sick.
Yeah, she uses the cop voice on him to get him to, like, stop resisting as well. This doesn't.
She would hit me with a bike.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This doesn't work though. I forget what he even does. He just like drops a smoke bomb or something.
He blows up his car. His car has a self-destruct.
Oh, a masterful gambit. I just had this block of C4 in the back seat in case I need to incinerate myself instantly.
Yeah.
Just really lacking in self-confidence.
And also, he doesn't run away. He just blows it up.
Same with the underside of this table.
She's on the floor. He just walks away.
He saunters. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And also, French Bosley is dead, RIP.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the bullets fucking managed to pierce the fucking cushion. And managed.
What do they make those cushions out of? By the way, Swole Milo, his name is Hodak, right? Just to book that for later. It's supposed to be like Hungarian or something, but I only knew this because I got the IMDb cast list, and when he got hit with a bike, I did say to myself, Hodak moment. So. So, they rescue Ella from the canal.
I prefer Huji film.
That was the name of the Mongolian guy.
Deranged or demented?
Deranged or demented Yamaha and deranged Huji.
So they rescue Ella out of the fucking submerged car, right? And they all have to go to a safe house. And I do appreciate that Kristen Stewart, being the butch one, she gets in the safe house, immediately takes her trousers off and walks around like a sexy Winnie the Pooh. She's just like me, for real. And they have to get rescued by Elizabeth Banks, who tells them the bit that I fucking said earlier.
Bosley is a rank in our organization. It's like a lieutenant.
What? Why lieutenant. Is it that? Though?
Yeah, like how every lieutenant's called lieutenant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bosley Colonel, Bosley Commander. Yeah. Is it just another guy's name if you promote above that?
Like does Charlie.
Fuck.
I guess that is true. Even
it's names all
later.
The way up.
Yeah.
My God, I never thought of this.
Damn, these guys all have names. What the fuck?
But also, incredible. She does a bit where Kristen Stewart is like too tough for hugs, and then Elizabeth Bosley is like, "What are feelings anyway?" And she's like, "Yuck."
She's like, everyone loves a hug. She loves to like generalize. Does Elizabeth Bosley? She's like, all women need a hug right now. All women are feeling a little bit sleepy. You think I'm joking? There's a line later on.
Is there food? Starving.
All women are starving all the time.
All women are watching a podcast live show. Because of international
women be
women's
hungry.
Day. Yeah, anyway, women really do be hungry though, for real.
Yeah, yeah. And at this point, all women are in the safe house.
Yeah.
And they're like,
yeah, it's a barefoot safe house, by the way. Like everyone's barefoot in this safe house, and I'm trying to decide if that's like a house rule that they've got going on. It's like a no shoes house, but they go a step further. You walk in, we're like, let's see those piggies.
Again, can we replace you? They fly high.
And at this point, they go, well, we got owned. Oh, Ella, why did we get owned? And she says, well, Callisto can be weaponized into an anti-personnel device that will give you brain seizures if you turn it up too high.
Oh, no.
I tried to warn them, but they didn't listen to me. And they're like, okay, cool. Now we have to steal the 6 Callistos,
which are in
a vault.
We have to do a heist again, like in the first couple of movies.
Yeah, it's time for the heist scene of the movie.
The structure is the same. And they say to each other, right, I know what the move is. The move is bowl cuts. Bowl cuts? Bowl cuts. And then they cut to a haircut, which is not a bowl cut!
It's just because they've given her a wig and they're all going to wear the same wigs.
They do a gender swap Thomas Crown Affair is what they do.
Yeah.
A Thomasina Crown Affair.
Thomasina.
Yeah.
Tammy Crown Affair.
When they get changed, by the way, into these disguises, Jane has a fantastic
Tommy Dorfman
line.
Crown Affair. Fuck!
a line I'm going to be thinking about for a hot minute because it's one of the bits we would do.
If we're in the building when they do their next security sweep, we're all going to German prison.
They would send us to German prison.
I would hate to go to German prison. Us 5 minutes before going on for the Berlin live show, we've all committed to saying Palestine will be free from the river to the sea. It's one of the main things.
German prison immediately.
Yeah, it's one of the main things they send you to German prison for.
Mm. Yeah, that's the only thing I think at the moment.
And then they do the thing of like, well, we got these two keys. We got the like fucking gelatin fingerfuck panel or whatever. Well, we had to get them off these two guys, and the way in which we got them reflects our different approaches, right? So one of them, Kristen Stewart's character, got. And she got this off a guy by going to a gym and getting distracted and horny by every woman she saw. She just like me, for real.
She does do this. So like she steals the ID pass out of the security guard's bag. And then she goes to the front desk and like and she goes, hi, bye. And then turns away. And then another woman comes up to the desk. And what happens is I'll give you a little demonstration, right? Yeah. So Kristen Stewart's like, she's got the ID. And then she's like, hi, bye, walks away. And then another woman comes up and Kristen Stewart goes, but she gets to here and they fucking cut away from it.
They're trying so hard to cut all of the gay shit.
She's trying to make it gay.
Genuinely. Bless
also, if you're listening to this on the recording, fuck you.
No, bless her lesbian heart because she keeps trying to do gay shit and they keep cutting away from her.
I had a brainworm the entire way through reading this. I've been thinking a phrase since I watched this movie the first time a couple of days ago, and every single time I hear her name, I think the sentence, got a Muslim homie named Kristen Stewart. Chinese Mike Lyon. I just can't.
So Jane's way of getting the thing off of her guy. That's not
I know it's nothing, what? But every time I hear a name, I'm just like, Kristen Stewart.
Got a Mongolian army named Demented Mongol.
Ramadan Mubarak, of course, to Kristen Stewart. Who is my Muslim?
But so Jane's approach is like, oh yeah, I just choked the guy out, right?
Yeah.
And I quite like this. I like a sort of comic, comic tough woman character in this way, right?
Also, the movie sets something up here because as Ella walks into the building, there's a security guard who we hear his name is Ralph.
Ralph.
Who like pulls her aside and like gives her, you know, a random scan, babe. And then like gives her the zzz with the thing, right?
She
and
is
then
Muslim.
The thing we learn is that, is she?
Yeah, she pulled aside for a random scan. I'm doing a, I'm doing an airport security, but don't worry.
Uh-huh. So we surmise that like he does this a lot, right? He's kind of flirting with her and it's unwelcome, right? Just file Ralph away in the brain pocket.
Yeah.
We'll come back to him later.
As he lets her through, he goes, don't forget to smile in the creepy German voice. And it's like, man, maybe this guy should be in German prison. Like, if they're going to be putting people in German prison, I think that's...
They got to send my guy to German. I gotta send my guy to German hell.
In prison, like, no, it's fine. I didn't expect it to be German.
Arriving in hell and be like, no, I did expect there to be some Germans here, actually.
you know what? Fair enough.
Although I will say this for Ralph, right? And this is
not
the misogyny.
You, not you.
Ralph might be a creep, but he is fucking on it, right? As a security manager, as a goon, and as an evil genius, you have to make these trade-offs, right? Like, yeah, okay, he's kind of a creep, but he's the only guy who like sees with his eyes because he like looks at the cameras and he like one time he sees like two women in bowl cuts and he's like, oh, there must be a glitch. Second time he sees it, he's like, get everyone.
Kill him.
Seal the fucking building.
We're sending these motherfuckers to German prison.
Here we just call it prison.
Here is Heist Nur prison.
You'd hate to be in England and then you get sentenced to go to German prison.
That could be worse. You could go to English prison.
That's true. That's your German women's prison.
When? So at this point, we get like a sort of extended chase scene because they find that most of the Callisto devices are missing. They've already been taken.
Taken by Matt Hancock.
Yeah.
We established that there are six of them that exist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's one left. Also, by the way, they use this as like a sort of global threat. You know, anyone could be made to have a brain seizure with these things. There are six of them.
Yep,
you can make six people have a brain seizure.
That could be anywhere.
I don't know about you. Like, I know there's three of us. You could do all of us twice, but like,
because the idea is it could be in like an anonymous weapon anywhere, and it looks like an accident. Spy weapon.
Maybe who's the like top six like lists of people you would most want to assassinate if you had?
Nice try, officer.
Fuck! I'm never gonna be able to send it to German prison.
Well, I'm Elizabeth holding out for Banks. Dutch prison.
But yeah, so I actually, Ella Balinska, Jane, she kind of grows on me here. I mean, it throws me, but she sounds a bit like one of my exes, and she's got the kind of like imperious like combat dynamic, whereas Kristen Stewart's being a kind of like lesbian gremlin, which is more like my thing. I mean, at one point they get made and this happens.
I need you to exhibit some attention-seeking behavior.
The voice, you see?
So many ideas.
But the thing is, her ideas...
Her ideas were bad.
Yeah. What's her idea?
She starts making monkey noises and just doing this. I'm like, have a second idea. I would have done a crime straight away. There's windows all over the shop.
You gotta be decisive, you know? You pick your first idea, even if it's not your best.
I think the first thing I saw was a window and a chair. I'm like, I can get attention right now.
Yeah, but can you do it in like
maybe
a sort of...
more than actually they wanted in that
moment. Yeah, they want attention in the building.
Yeah, I want attention. Just shoots a guy, you know?
So Jane goes into the lab and there's a guy in there and they sort of flirt.
Yeah, they bond over chemicals.
Yeah, is that the bonding? Oh, okay.
Yeah, they bond ionically.
They bond like two pieces of cardboard in an alley.
Uh-huh. because she's trying to like contrive some kind of bomb or something to keep Ralph and his goons out. And he's like, yo, is that phosphorus? Cool. That's my favorite chemical. It's nice to do the like, I love tickets thing displaced onto a guy. I appreciate making him nervous around her. I think that's cool. You know, this is kind of like making women tough. It's like, you know, it's got benefits and downsides. Mm-hmm. And this is one of the benefits.
Take note. This is Jane flirting with this guy. The character of Jane is flirting with this guy. Just make a note of that.
Yeah.
Kristen Stewart in the earpiece is like, yo, is that you flirting with this guy? And essentially what she's saying to him is, don't fucking move or I'll break your kneecaps. It's like, is that...
He like slides some fucking gummy bears across the table to her and it took me a second. She's doing the... Oh my God, this is so science teacher. I'm sorry. you heat up potassium chlorate in a boiling tube and drop in a gummy bear and it like does that. It does the fucking like big fire and it starts screaming and it's things like that.
Do they send you to German prison? So she's doing that to a guy?
Oh my God, that's crazy.
I was like, but you do have to heat it up, and she hasn't heated this. She would have just poured gummy bears into just a big container of... And it would have...
do you want this
What
seat?
The fuck are we doing here? Are we...
And I'm November.
I'm sorry I did this for a job. imagine every time you start talking about acting and I'm just like,
maybe I won't do that actually. I was about to do the same pose you are and then I realized
don't do that.
I'm wearing
a
skirt.
No. Bad idea.
Sending you both to German prison.
Nine!
Doch! So they flee to the exit, and Girl Bosley is about to like drive the escape van around. Yeah. And Ralph catches them because he's good at his job and he hates women. He's like, my job is to chase and catch a woman. Perfect. And
they fucking kill this guy.
Yeah, they fully. Yeah.
They send him to German hell. They send him to super hell.
They give him a brain seizure.
Yeah, he dies of not listening to women, crucially, because they like stick the thing on the door to get them out, and he's like, I don't need to know what that is, and I don't need to listen to you explain it to me because I'm a man, and then gets the brain seizure.
Many yeah. such cases.
They're, and when they're in the, when they're in the car afterwards, as they're escaping, Ella goes, "Oh my god, I think Ralph is dead."
Yeah, I'm a killer now. I've killed. I've taken a human life.
She's not remorseful about this, like at all.
No one else is either. They're just like, don't worry about it.
She kind of is for a second, and she's, you know, she's in the kind of like trauma zone, and she's like, man, it just feels like there's, you know, there's no bottom to the world. It's just a gusset that everything leaks out of. And Kristen Stewart's like, yeah, it's cool. It's base.
Kristen Stewart fully just goes like, I wouldn't take that on, and it's just like, what? That really implies some things about the morality of this private enterprise that you're in.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, what have they been doing?
You just
with those
killed a German
aircraft?
Man for no, and that's not a problem for you.
Well, also they play.
I guess he was only German.
They play it for comedy too, in a way, which is it's okay,
it's not someone important like a German woman.
Because she's like, well, what if he's dead? And they're like, no, he's not dead. And the next shot is them zipping him up in a body bag.
They're just like, I'm sure he's fine. He's going upstate in a big fire. No, he's dead.
Yeah. God, what
they go to the Berlin safe house.
Yeah.
And at this point, we have to meet the good man.
This is next location. This is one. This is a Q scene, by the way.
True. Mm-hmm. This is the bit where Elizabeth Bosley says, all women are hungry all the time. You should meet, we have a guy for that. He's like tame.
The saint.
He's an ally. Yeah, the saint. He's the...
Perhaps I should take it to my home.
He's that sort of holistic... Q.
Guru?
Yeah.
Wellness Q.
Yeah, he's wellness Q, basically. Yeah, 100%, yeah.
There's some classy 007. This is a shiatsu massage.
Do you want some kombucha? The one thing he doesn't say is, do you want some weed? Which would have been very funny.
Yeah.
But he's woke and he's soy. He also says, like, do you want a chiropractic adjustment? And I've written the word bullshit in all caps here. Kill James
Bond. That's not wellness. That's unwellness.
That's unwellness. That's harm, actually. Kill James Bond safety tip. Do not ever... Thank you to that one spinal surgeon in the front row. Who's applauding. Kill James Bond safety tip. Do not go to a chiropractor. That is made up bullshit that the person who invented it claimed was taught to them by a ghost.
That is a legitimately a good way to get a brain seizure. But yeah, so the saint, he's like very touchy-feely, but in like a woke way. So he's like, I could give you like a chiropractic adjustment. And he's like hovering over her and he's like, do you consent? Ugh. You know?
Not to that, no.
No, exactly. It's like really, it's just a little bit uncomfortable. But he sort of like outfits them with green juices and also bulletproof sports bras and guns. Yeah. Because guns are back. They weren't before because Drew Barrymore didn't like them. But now it's like every other action movie, they have guns.
They've got guns. Do you know how much boring that makes a fucking fight scene? In order for them to have a fight scene, they have to like show the gun and then be like, oh, and it's gone for some reason now. And it's like, just don't have the guns.
Oh, by the way, I got to talk about the sort of all women are starving all the time, right? Mm-hmm. And the green juices and the wellness and stuff. First of all, it's not profound or feminist. It just kind of sounds like those things. And it just like I'm a woman. I'm about ready to burst out of this dress because I'm not starving all the time.
Correct.
And
pretty much rendered invisible.
I mean, like they say it in the thing. If you're not pretty, you're pretty much invisible. And then they just live down to that the whole time. And
then everyone's pretty.
Yeah, it's just really, it really annoys me. It's really depressing. I had a bad time with this movie.
I would have done a script treatment of this where all I do is change her lines where she's saying all women are to just women be. And it would have the exact same semantic context.
It's like
context.
A different meaning, like,
Women be hungry.
women really do be hungry all the time. Also, that note said dress, and I changed out of the dress for this, so whatever. We'll get to that. I guess I kind of like that there's a man in, like, a support kind of caregiving role, I guess.
That is
like
kind of nice, actually, now that you say it.
He's gay. He's very catty as well, and I do like it.
Well, most castily of all, he's like, French Bosley is dead. I know how much he meant to all of you. Here is a memorial cheese board.
Not a joke.
Yeah. That happens in the film.
Which is kind of what I want as well.
I really want when I die for there to be a memorial cheese board.
I think we can institute this if this movie has any lasting cultural impact. It's going to be a piece of trivia in like a pub quiz in like 22, 24. It's like, where did the beloved sort of institution of memorial cheese board come from? And one person is like, oh, it's from Charlie's Angels.
I'm now earnestly trying to think what cheeses would I want.
It's like the origin of the phrase bucket list being a forgettable movie. It's just like this becomes a huge thing and it's from Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, the memorial cheese board. So once you complete the bucket list, everyone else gets a memorial cheese board.
I think we should enter into some sort of like cheese board tontine. Like, if either of us die, the other two put on a fucking stonking cheese board.
Yeah!
Bunch of, like, local chutneys, you know?
I'm willing to commit to this right now on stage.
Okay, 100%. This is a verbal contract.
This is... So we got to check in on her boss, Don Draper, Ian Fleming, who is dressed like the man from Del Monte. In the white suit, the white fedora, and he's like, right, I'm going to bring my mysterious seizure cubes onto a commercial flight and go to Istanbul. And so they got to follow him to Istanbul. But before they do, they have to outfit Ella with some Charlie's Angels gear. And she's like, yo, am I at Charlie's Angels now? And they're like, no, not even close. We've got like an hour and a half of this movie left. And it's just, yeah.
Well, so we have some callbacks to the previous film because they've got like a giant closet.
Yeah.
And then it's got all the Charlie's Angels outfits from the previous films in. And then like they give her, it's like a girl fantasy scene. They like dress her up and like they give her gadgets and stuff. Then there's like,
And here's the guns room.
Well, they say guns room, but then he says, but what happens is the Sane comes down the stairs and he says, have you seen the second closet? And I'm like, yeah, often you come out as bi, but then there's another bigger one.
Yeah. Non-binary. And then, happens. Sure.
I love including the old costumes. They do a really romantic pan across all these costumes, like I'm supposed to see the coat Cameron Diaz went to the Mongolian racism bar in and be like, whoa!
You should be. You're the only person who watched Charlie's Angels 2 immediately before this.
This is true, yeah. It's for us.
Yeah, they
give her, and I didn't like it, sorry.
They give Ella a girl tranquilizer gun and a girl radio transmitter bracelet. It's very Barbie's fine.
And she's like, I don't know if I can do this. And then the marvelization of scripts happens again. Because Kristen Stewart, the fun one, the quirky one, goes,
I grew up with major abandonment issues. It led to some pretty self-sabotaging behavior.
And I...
Just knowing the words isn't the same as being able to write a fucking line.
In the second one of these movies, they did that same bit, but with showing and not telling. And it was, it verged on the actually profound.
Thing is, like, if you write characters who have been to therapy, they are often less interesting.
Yeah. It really smooths off a lot of edges.
It does. Like, ideally you want, like, one character who's been to therapy and one who, and, like, everyone else hasn't. Because that's the journey of the film, is her coming to terms with her abandonment issues. That's her arc.
Yeah, but it's like they can't decide what they want each character to be, and they just like they're all kind of Swiss Army knives, right? Like whenever they need someone to be quirky, that character is quirky. Whenever they need one to be tough, they're tough. Whenever they need one to like do the kind of INTJ explanation thing, they do that. And it's just,
whenever one of them tries to do something gay, they're like, no.
Yeah, they just like slap your hand away.
They're just not really differentiated. Like all three of them make the same jokes. They all go on the same podcasts all the time.
Like, Listen, if you can't tell the three of us apart after this long, I don't know what to tell you. It's pretty clear, like color-coded, like visual indicators here. So they go to Istanbul, and this is a point, like I'd like to introduce a supporting character who's been in a lot of movies I love, the female protagonist in Middle East scarf. It's not a hijab, it's just kind of, it's around, you know?
It's just drapes, on.
Yeah.
It hangs down.
There's a homeland.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, you know, and it pops up on different actors in these scenes, just as and when you need it to. Mm-hmm. Because Jane has a source in Istanbul, and this source runs a clinic. And they bring her
past tense. Oh, yeah,
because MI6 didn't support women and didn't believe women.
No. But they blew women up, which is very much not supporting women.
This is true about MI6. I wonder if we're going to like grapple with being a spy and sort of the misogyny inherent. No, not really. They're just like, oh, I'm sorry that MI6 made me do that. Will you forgive me? And she's like, if you bring me a van full of birth control pills, Tampax, and like shit for like unwed mothers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of nice actually because we don't, it's not explicitly said that this was an abortion clinic, but that's kind of the implication is that when Jane was with MI6, she blew up an abortion clinic and then she says, that's why I quit actually.
Yeah, although I feel sort of mixed feelings about this because they're delivering all this stuff quite clandestinely in Istanbul. Like it's fucking like Raqqa. Like the Turkish government's fucking awful, right? I'll say that on the record, but this borders on the insulting.
Yeah.
Especially being like, let's get this shit off the street so nobody sees, and it's Kristen Stewart holding like a foot spa. Like,
yeah, it's not Florida.
Are we aware that Turkey is like not actually PvP enabled, like Thunderdome? like a place where people
I don't know,
live.
Maybe at this point this is a good chance to trot out my thesis with the film, which is that this film was made in 2019, which is like during the Trump administration. And I think in a lot of ways, this is a kind of like lib feminist response to Trump.
Hugely.
When like there was a lot of curtailing and ongoing curtailing of women's rights in the USA. Like, I think that's kind of the page that we're reading from here.
Weird to filter this through Turkey, a place where women's rights also got worse in a lot of ways, but which the movie doesn't know or care that much about. And so it just has this hijabi woman who is running like an abortion clinic. And the scarves kind of go up a bit. And it feels very, very strange to project this onto Turkey specifically.
And onto Britain specifically, because it's like, MI6 blew up the abortion clinic, but of course our CIA would never do any such thing.
Well, because like she specifically is like, oh, I'm sorry, that was working with like clandestine intelligence. I'm so sorry. I thought they wouldn't burn my source, quote unquote. And then she goes like, but these guys I'm working with now, they're a non-governmental NGO.
Shit about to give me a brain seizure.
Yeah, I gotta go to German prison. Your actual thing is this fucking movie loves tautologies, and I would do a script treatment and it's just like remove half of what they fucking say.
Yeah, then the movie's an hour long.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Going down to the ATM machine.
NGO.
They have to go to Fleming's hotel, and the original movies would 100% have made Kristen Stewart wearing a maid outfit a sex thing. Yep. This one knows enough not to, but then they can't think of anything else to do to make the scene interesting, accidentally making misogynists' points for them.
Well, so she's looking around like Matt Hancock's room, and then she like puts his toothbrush in the toilet.
Yeah, it's a PG-13 version of the toothbrush thing for an Infinite Jest. Like, it just goes in the toilet. And then they have to follow him because the doohickeys aren't in his room. Mm-hmm. And we do some more like lightly hijabbing up the protagonist scarves. You don't need to do that in Istanbul as much as Erdogan might wish it so. This is the point where I did like an hour and a half of research into like the decline of Turkish secularism, and then I decided that you would probably like snore at me, and so it's not.
No, I'm interested in this. This is where the Patreon money goes.
Yeah, into the decline of Turkish secularism, apparently.
We did that.
you're welcome.
You're welcome.
We funneled all of that money into like Law and Justice Party. I personally.
Yeah, sorry about that one. Yeah, James Bond apologizes.
I didn't know what it was. I assumed that like law and justice are
good,
right?
Right?
Yeah.
Who doesn't like Law and Order? I love that show. I thought we were going to put out a cheese board and hang out with the cast and crew or something.
I was bringing Elliot Stabler to Istanbul, and unfortunately, what they did was they spent that money on like making hijab mandatory. Listen, it happens to the best of us.
It's very embarrassing. We don't want to talk about it.
Yeah,
so Matt Hancock is going to go to a horse race tomorrow, and he's going to sell Callisto there. Let's all fucking go there. Kristen Stewart dresses as a jockey. My notes say hello.
Not only that, but she dresses as a jockey, and then because she's like neurodivergent, as she like walks off, she's like cropping her own ass with a riding crop.
She is doing
She's literally me. She is literally me.
What I will say is, prior to this scene, when they're doing like a briefing in the Berlin safe house or whatever the fuck, I mean, it must be the Istanbul one, I guess. The broad who I've not written the name down of, the third one.
Feminist podcast.
The third Charlie Angel that's not one yet, but is going to be one at some point. That's the spice. Ella, she stands up in the middle of their briefing about the next thing they're going to do and does a big speech about how, like, I can do this. I know you guys think I'm useless, but, like, I can really do this. And they look at her and are like, you're in the briefing. Obviously you're coming. Yeah, we gave you the comms bracelet and everything. And she just like sits down and is like, oh yeah.
Remember when we gave you a gun?
Anyway.
It's cute, yeah.
It's nice. I liked it. I want to highlight bits I like because there are like four. So.
So they do some spy shit at the fucking hippodrome? I forgot the word for like horse racing track. That place. Ella has to like do some bits with the earpiece where she's relaying information from a guy by like sort of repeating everything he says like she's stupid, which is fun. Jane gets to point a sniper rifle at people. And then Kristen Stewart, she gets a line, right? And I'm trying to think where I fucking put this thing. Oh my God. Yeah, it's this one. Because Hodak shows up with Fleming.
It's the assassin.
They show up.
He's looking
That's
good.
Not what? Bae showed up. Bay showed up.
What?
Yeah.
Snap that shit again.
It's the assassin.
Bay showed up.
God fucking damn.
She really wants revenge against him because
he's way worse. She wasn't even in the fucking room.
That happens a lot in this film.
The only interaction she had with this guy thus far is taking him off at the knee with a motorbike.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Impossible to say.
Bay has in fact shown up with a gun. And he bundles Fleming into the car and they're like, shit, we gotta follow him. And I say, horse, because Kristen Stewart rides a horse after them and it rules.
Yes.
She does.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fucking great. Woo. But the thing is, it's less impressive because it's put in the shade by the thing immediately following it, which is Elena. She's sprinting in heels and they do a full pan
down. Yeah, they do that.
She's
that is very cool.
Full on sprinting in like high heels. It's amazing.
It's hard enough to just walk up three steps.
Yeah, tell me about it. These are block heels, and I feel defective.
Those aren't shit.
Yeah, I know, and every time I'm like, ooh, ah, ooh.
I don't think they're nice.
No, thank you.
I mean, no, they're good. I just mean that they're on high. That's all
yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, no. The thing is, I'm bitch. Look, I'll, right.
So, they look nice. They're nice heels.
Thank
like,
you.
They look good. Like,
yeah! Again, if you're listening to the audio recording, fuck you. But yeah, I take two steps on these things. I'm like, ooh, ow, ow. Ooh. All women are in pain from their heels.
Women be in pain from their heels.
It's true. So at this point, I note down, there's another hour left on this fucking movie.
So at this point, they're driving away.
Yeah.
And they figure out they must be going to a quarry, which occasions the line from somebody, get me the specs. Ground. Imagine a mountain. It's the opposite of that. Like,
we got this 3D scan of the situation for you.
It's a circle. It's a hole in the ground. Whatever.
I mean, the direct line is, we've left the city limits. There's nothing out here but a rock quarry. And I like two things there. Like, first of all, the enunciation of rock quarry. And second, again, it's a tautology. Just say quarry. You don't need to. It's a non-governmental quarry.
This non-governmental NGO going to give me a brain seizure at the rock quarry.
We've left the city limits. There's nothing out here but a Turkish quarry.
Okay, it's fine. So they go to the quarry, right?
And Fleming meets his contact, and it's fucking Australian Johnny.
If any of you were asking,
what about Australian Johnny?
Here he is.
Any scene he's not in, that's all I'm saying.
That's what about Australian Johnny? Yeah.
I love the way he gives us nothing in the entire fucking.
And Australian Johnny turns up and he says, "Hello, I'm representing an anonymous buyer who is the real villain of the film."
Yeah, Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, Patrick Stewart.
Or is it Elizabeth Banks?
It could be.
No, it's Patrick Stewart.
They very heavily weigh up, but it could be Elizabeth Banks at this point.
I was fooled.
Potato snacked the fuck out of this.
I was fooled. I even made a note back here. Like, Elizabeth Banks is obviously the villain of this film. I was fooled.
She keeps doing evil shit in such a way that it's not. It's Patrick Stewart.
But anyway, Matt Hancock is like, yo, here's the device, the doohickey.
Yeah.
And Australian Johnny's like, oh, can you show us how it works? And he's like, no, I'm not gonna kill someone. I'd give your nan COVID, but I'm not gonna fucking like, not gonna give someone a brain seizure at the rock quarry. They'll send me to German prison, right?
Yeah. Turkish prison.
Turkish German prison.
Turkish German prison. Incredible food. Yeah.
Getting thrown in Turkish German prison. Yo, this food about to be fire.
Getting let out of Turkish German prison, just doing a crime immediately.
German Donner prison.
Trying to do your crime before lunch to get it. So anyway, they're like, ah, fuck you then, Man Hancock, and they shoot him in the head.
Yeah, Hodak shoots him in the head, and Australian Johnny says, nice work, Mr. Hodak, thus promoting him to Mr. Surname.
Mm.
The series finally has one.
They bring out a cheese board, R.I.P.
He gives us nothing. This guy gets shot in the head, and he goes, whoa, no, that wasn't part of the plan, no.
So the angels infiltrate the situation, and Ella has to like hack the fucking mainframe or whatever.
Yeah.
But we know that she's fine being on her own, because one of the things that they did earlier was Elizabeth Banks kind of negged her feministly by being like, listen, we know everything about you. We know that you do Krav Maga 3 times a week, and you would get more
men
if you like.
Isn't that the thing that Worf does?
It's a sus decision.
Just do kickboxing like a normal person.
The thing is, Krav Maga had very effective branding until it very much didn't, you know?
Yeah, I still remember the Zach Sherwin song about it. Wow, that is nothing. No one's going to get that. Fuck, carry on.
But Krav Maga, the Israeli martial art, did a great deal of training off of, like, anyone can learn it. It's cool. You kick the shit out of people.
Yeah, they teach it to American cops. You kick the door in, you put two shots in the first person you see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
The rest of the clip in the next person you see.
But yeah,
Don't forget to kill the dog on the way out.
But this is the time when Krav Maga was still, like, epic at that point. Cool.
Just hit it.
So when she finally has to fight a guy, she's going like Krav Maga as she's Krav Maga-ing him, which I don't know if they encourage in Krav Maga, but if they do, I think that probably hinders its efficiency quite a bit.
There is a really funny detail that I like, which is that Kristen Stewart gets to go round two with Australian Johnny, and he's still hitting on her.
Yeah.
Would you not?
More, if anything.
Yeah, I would.
Like, bear in mind, we didn't mention this, but the first thing that she did after having sort of, like, lightly bondaged him was go, "You swiped right, I'm your girlfriend now," and headbutt him. If this happened to me, what am I... Yeah, of course I'm still going to be flirting. Obviously.
Dad's on his phone.
Front row.
Take him out.
Play the sound effects.
Don't.
our tech, we've given him a gunshot sound effect. Yeah.
It was a little quiet. We shouldn't have given him the suppressor.
I gave him a decaf gun.
Decaffeinated this guy's Glock?
Yeah.
Sorry, I misheard that quite, but...
I would hate to have my Glock decaffeinated.
Especially if I feel like you're fixing it, get it. German prison. I'm having a fucking brain seizure.
This is nothing.
We're trying to make this movie interesting. Okay, so... Thank God.
It's over. All right, get a replacement up.
My next note says, man horribly rock crushed.
Yeah, my next note is... No way they're putting the guy in the crusher.
They do.
They crush a guy.
They put a guy...
They had a fucking montage at the start that was like, girls. And then they shove a man in a rock crusher.
I think women can do anything.
It's just like the tone goes from Spy Kids 4 to License to Kill. Like no one's business.
Yeah, I remember you looking up beforehand which guy got rock crushed in License to
Kill. If we're putting on a record, I'd like you to note that I got it right the first fucking time.
Yeah, I doubted you.
Twink mode Benicio Del Toro gets crushed in License to Kill in a rock crusher.
I doubted you and I apologize.
That's right. Doubting November.
Long and short of it is they get fucking owned.
Yeah. And Elizabeth Banks fucks off in a way that heavily implies that she's evil, right? Also, someone says of her, I forget who, she was the first angel to be promoted to Bosley.
Love it. What a sentence.
She made Bosley.
She made Bosley. So they get back to the safe house and Kristen Stewart's just like, what if Elizabeth Bosley is the bad Bosley?
She can't be. She was the first angel to get promoted to Bosley.
They turn
but
on
also,
her like
she keeps
nothing.
Doing evil shit. Remember that scene where she walked outside of the safe house earlier and met a mysterious person in a limousine? Do you remember that? We didn't mention it, but that happened.
Yeah,
Do you remember that?
It's kind of a filler scene. Wouldn't pay much attention to it. Almost invisible.
Pretty much rendered invisible.
And then the place blows up.
Yeah, again,
yeah.
The fucking Townsend Agency all women are getting blown up in convoluted
betrayal.
Women
be getting blown up in convoluted betrayal.
It's really true. Mm. It does be happening.
Yeah. And then they're in the fucking wreckage. The angels are like, oh, you just got blown up. Elizabeth Banks turns up and is like, I'm here to rescue you. Patrick Stewart emerges and just like puts two in her chest and kills her. And then it's like, she was evil, Bosley. Let's go, Ella. Da-da-da. Patrick Stewart away.
Patrick Stewart knew. I didn't know Patrick Stewart knew Krav Maga.
Yeah. But he grabs her and he's like, and he takes her. We're off to the end of the film now.
Yeah, don't worry about it. So so now Jane and Sabina, Kristen Stewart, have to like spend some quality time together.
Jane cries when she sees the Chris Stewart. Shot. Yeah, it's really sweet. It's their friends.
I have to finish my character arc.
Yeah,
I am able to admit that I care about you now. Christian Stewart's like, cool. Yeah, sick.
Yeah, they have a cry, and then Elizabeth Bosley shows up, and they go, "We thought you were evil, Bosley." And she's like, "No, I'm not."
She walks through the door, and Kristen Stewart, who has been like in a coma, leaps out of the hospital bed to fucking kill her, and I'm like, "Yes!"
Futch, never underestimate Futch dipshit. That's she is willing to like do herself like sort of recuperative wounds.
I love it in the get up to saying that you just yelled the word Futch first before you got into actually
Futch,
the sentence.
Dipshit.
You're like, Futch.
Listen, I have some honest to God feelings about Kristen Stewart in this movie, and I'll get to them. Ones you expect. Not okay. Yes, those two. But like some like emotional ones, and it's going to be a big emotional moment. It's going to tie the show together.
Okay, we'll build to that.
It's a little contrived to build to your big emotional moments like this, but what can you do? Speaking of which, so we go and we Patrick Stewart. Fucking, I don't know how to make these things.
Please.
I don't know.
What? Sorry. So they go to Patrick Stewart's villain headquarters, right? Yeah. Which I don't know where that is. And then he gives Ella a selection of dresses because again, when he suddenly is like, Patrick Stewart activates misogyny mode. Yeah. Right? here's a series of dresses. I'm actually evil. I'm Patrick Stewart.
There's a nice touch here, which is that they're all kind of like the OG Charlie's Angels, like glittery, short, cleavage, kind of slutty.
Yeah. He's like, why don't you dress up for me? He's like, got a martini. Like, it's fun to see Patrick Stewart do like you know misogyny shit. At this point, because he's nice in real life, is the point. So Discount Crispin Glover turns up. He's like, "Hello, I've got Callista." Patrick Stewart's like, "Excellent, my evil plan is coming together." Mm. And then what does the assassin do?
Oh, he puts a gold collar on her.
You ever seen someone reinforcing?
I think it's really unacceptable to like debut like a sort of big BDSM style collar in your sort of entertainment product. I find it really like exploitative and
he also puts her in a leash.
I mean, if anyone's got one of those, you know, we're hanging out for a bit selling merch and autographing stuff after the show, so, you know.
Sign your leash, yeah.
But confusing topographically.
She has this fucking bizarre line where she says, "Did you steal that from your mum's closet? What else of hers do you play with?" And I'm like,
I do a little cross dressing.
Oh my God.
It's kind of a weak line from Ella there. I'm like, what does that mean?
A little transphobic, I guess.
Is it?
Meanwhile, the besties are like in hospital and they're talking about Batman movies. Right, they're doing a digression about which Batman was best.
They're doing natural dialogue.
Yeah, but the thing is, I take this from Archer, but not from this.
Bullshit.
And like, who even cares about a form of entertainment that's like way longer than it should be because people go on like stupid fucking referential digressions. So the history of Turkish Islamism.
Thank you. Yeah, the natural dialogue is really dog shit.
Yeah.
They're just riffing. They're trying to prove that they have a relationship, but it feels so SNL. Like, there's no other way to describe it.
Yeah. So they have to go to Alexander Brock. I'm just going to name Elon Musk.
And Ben Affleck did a fine job as Batman. It was fine. The script wasn't good, but he did an okay go.
I don't know why Batman needed to be from Southie, but, you know, whatever. Yeah. So
I'm just thrilled to be involved in the project.
Yeah. So Alexander Brock comes into the room where Ella is being, like, collared. And it's like, is this normal? Is this cool? I don't mean to kink shame, but like, and Patrick Stewart goes, "Shut the fuck up." this is no longer a sort of like jocular Elon Musk situation that we're doing here. I will kill you.
Mm. He's like, "I'm taking over the evil plan now. Yeah. I'm Patrick Stewart. I'm the villain of the film."
Yeah.
And then they try and make Ella reprogram Callisto to recognize Patrick Stewart as its boss. And they're like, "If you don't, then we'll kill the guy from earlier that you will remember."
The gummy bears.
To Jane.
The gummy bears guy.
And I wanted Ella to just go, "Who the fuck is that?" Just do the Daniel Craig thing of like, "Yeah, kill him. Okay. Okay.
Damn.
Get his ass.
We're gonna kill a guy who was nice to your coworker one time and she kind of maybe
when you weren't there.
And you didn't know about it. Yeah.
I don't know. I like seeing Patrick Stewart having fun. You get some real like you get some real like American Dad like Bullock vibes when he, because he opens the door, this guy falls out and he's like, he's been in there the whole time. And also the other thing is, because this is a Sony movie, they have ridiculous product placement where for some reason this man is using a Sony tablet and he picks it up and really clearly like shows the logo as he's putting it in his book. Fuck off. No one's ever bought a Sony tablet.
So they have some monologues and he's like, well,
I think it's an eye something.
Listen, you can't break an omelette without making a few eggs or whatever, but he fucks up.
He fluffs it.
Yeah, imagine fluffing that line. And she goes INTJ on his ass. She goes,
all right, if you want to bake a cake, you got to break a few eggs.
It's omelette. If you're going to compare dead people to eggs, could you at least use the correct phrase?
And this is the thing. Anytime the movie needs a woman to be smart, they can only write her like Lisa Simpson.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they think that smart means pedantic.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it actually means, like, closer to... I love that was so natural coming from me that you didn't like get it for a second. You're like, oh yeah, of course she's correcting me again.
Yeah.
This is normal for
nice,
me.
Nice.
Fuck. Just take me out right here, right between the eyes. Thank you.
But downstairs, Alexander Brock is having a party. My notes have just become feral here because they're infiltrating the party. My notes just say amazing sequin dress shorts fit on Christian Stewart.
Yeah.
They do
yeah,
a really synchronized good. Dance, which doesn't work in a realistic film.
True.
Because when did you rehearse that?
They walk out and my only note is just like, hang on, I can't find. God, yeah, walking into the function with your best friends looking cunty as fuck. Quite fun. It's been great fun every time.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, the reason they know to infiltrate the thing is because Elizabeth Bosley made John Bosley drink the fucking tracking juice. He's radioactive as fuck right now, by the way. He's missing some fucking particles.
Also, I really appreciate that, like, he's trying to take over the world at 85.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, retire.
Well, he retired to start with. He's just like, I am fucking sick of retirement. I'm going to do this again.
Yeah, absolutely. So they set this thing up so that the device is going to detonate and it's going to brain seizure Gummy Bears guy and Ella.
Mm.
Yes.
Oh, no, not him.
Yeah.
No idea what that guy's fucking name is.
Attached to his...
And Patrick Stewart calls her a good girl on the way out because, of course, he does. I kind of appreciate that he's making the like misogyny like fetishistic and, yeah, you know. And he kind of leaves Elon Musk with it and he goes... The world is on fire, but I'm sure your generation's going to figure it out. And it gives him a thumbs up on the way out. That's a
really good.
That's a better great. Motivation than anything he's had going on in the script so
that's
far.
Such a funny
being like
moment.
There's like 5 years of climate left. I'm going to get my retirement. The rest of you have fun.
Because Alexander Brock's like, whoa, I'm not fucking comfortable with this. It's going to kill us. And he's like, no. It's going to kill them. You and me, let's go downstairs. You're going to be rich. I'm going to take over the world. No one's going to know about these fuckers. Enjoy, Sonny Jim, or I'll fucking kill you. I love seeing really Patrick good. Stewart be an evil bastard.
He's a great actor.
Yeah.
Mm.
But so they have to fight Hodak, Mr. Hodak now.
Yes.
Yes. And my notes here say, so Jane does the thing of like, I've worked out all your moves from having had my ass beat by you previously. And then
cope first of all.
Yeah, exactly.
She's got a line like, "You thought you beat me twice, but I was learning."
Yeah,
like,
yeah. You've got three moves: light attack, heavy attack, grapple.
Yeah.
She literally says you have like nine moves or whatever.
Seven.
And then my notes say she does him Hot Fuzz Model Village style.
For real.
He gets like flipped off a balcony and impaled on an ice sculpture like Timothy Dalton. It fucking rules.
Bringing out a lovely Brie.
What is the tone Not of anymore. This movie? What is the tone of this movie that like you fully have like a guy impaled?
With blood. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Remember when we started with cheese. Like women? They're half of people. And now it's like
I
death.
Think women can do anything.
I believe that women are capable of anything.
I also want to highlight something.
Including
here.
Murder.
Yeah. And a lovely cheese board.
Mm. Well.
You want to highlight something?
Oh shit, that got heard. No. I let that go by the wayside. I thought that was gone. No. yeah, I do. There's a bit, Patrick Stewart refers to this and he says, my former colleagues in law enforcement. And I'm like, you weren't in law enforcement.
No, you were just a guy.
You were in a clandestine NGO.
Yeah, a clandestine
NGO. Was it a governmental or a non-governmental NGO?
It was a non-governmental NGO organization.
Uh-huh. They rescue her, right? I appreciate that Kristen Stewart's character approves of the collar when she sees it. She like sees this massive gold collar and she's like, "Oh damn."
There's also a funny moment where they go like, "Oh, are you in danger? Like Callista's gonna give you brain cheese." And she's like, "No, I just programmed it to light up and make a noise," which I thought, that's quite good.
Yeah.
The thing is, right, you may be wondering at this point, you may be asking yourself,
what about Australian Johnny?
For the love of God, I hope he's in the movie still.
The thing is, right, Australian Johnny, he's like behooved to Patrick Stewart. He's Patrick Stewart's guy, but...
He might even say...
what might I say?
He's number one.
Gun. Thank you. So Australian Johnny, though, Australian Johnny is a morally complex character.
Well, he's been starting his arc towards good from the start when he got his ass kicked by Kristen Stewart and then got hornier than he was at the start.
Good as well. If I got head-busted by Kristen Stewart,
exactly.
it would make me a good person, probably. I think we should find out.
I mean, it wouldn't hurt. Well, it would, but it wouldn't...
That's sort of the idea, very, very strongly the idea.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so Patrick Stewart doesn't realise that Australian Johnny, his ally, is actually maybe betraying him. And so
my steadfast ally, Australian Johnny.
He set this up, but I guess he met him for the first time in the...
What about Australian Johnny?
Scene. So, you know, not a long-lived friendship, I would say. So he's like, he corners girl Bosley, and he's like threatening her.
He kicks her ass.
Yeah.
If you want to see an 85-year-old man like, kick someone's ass, Patrick Stewart beats the shit out of his little spanks in this thing.
She comes up behind him, puts a gun to his head, and she's like, "Did you think you'd killed me?" And his line I do like is like, "You know what, Rebecca? I really did." And then judo throws her on the fucking look.
Yeah.
Stop coming up behind people. They always judo throw you.
At least she doesn't do the accent.
Yeah.
So it's very reductive because he's like, you're outmanned. Men are actually better than women.
Yeah, because all the men at the party are the goons with Australian Johnny.
Should maybe make America great again or something.
I don't know. Quick question,
women,
boys. Who run the world?
Women be running the world.
Girls.
I think women can do anything.
Don't shoot me for that. It's International Women's Day yesterday.
You shoot me internationally on International you Women's Day?
I guess you have to shoot me.
Yeah, so what happens is that they send the love, which is the code phrase for doing the ending of Spy Kids 4 again.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because every woman at the party is one of Charlie's angels. All women are angels, Anakin. And they're so fucking proud of themselves for this one. Everyone in the party like knocks every man unconscious and they're like, yeah, this is feminism. Yes, this is what it fucking is.
Yeah, Ella is looking at each one in turn and you see them and then you get a flashback to a point previously when they were in the movie and you go, wow, they were sensitive.
They were there the whole time.
There were women in the whole movie.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't clock all of them.
I was clocking a
just
few
most
of them,
to be honest. Yeah.
I actually
quite like this. I thought it was quite funny.
Yeah, it's fine.
Do they let trans women be in Charlie's Angels? I'm going to need to see the Townsend Agency's like DEI policy.
Hold that thought. We'll get there. But firstly, Patrick Stewart, having been defeated, is like, you defeated me. Why he's Bane?
would you say at this point that Bane showed up?
Yes, he did. He's like, oh, you've defeated me, but I should have been in charge of this agency. And Kristen Stewart just punches him in the face, which I really like. That was
she
really
cuts
good.
Off his monologue. It's fun.
And at this point, Kristen Stewart turns to Ella, who I remind you is wearing a collar.
Woof, woof.
Kristen Stewart turns to a woman wearing a collar and says, "We're recruiting you." And my notes say, yes!
Yeah, mine too. Starting with the headbutt thing, probably.
It is very funny to take out the big bad guy mid-speech. It only brings up flashbacks of you did this to me one time in D&D.
Yeah.
Like, I fully had a whole speech.
It's a lucky roll. What do you want from me? If you give me the spell slot, I'll use it, all right? This is a promise.
And in the final debrief with Charlie, we see on the other end of the intercom that Charlie is now a woman using voice software to make her sound like a man.
Yeah.
Damn.
So the same thing that I'm going to claim that I do on all of the recordings. I got one in here, you know?
Does your microphone have one of those?
Yeah, I mean, clearly must do.
Yeah, that's why we need to get the new mixer fucking set up.
Oh, that's quite clever, actually.
So wait, hold on a second.
Damn, that's crazy.
Just doing the voice and be like, hang on, there's something wrong.
Did new Charlie, like, promote through the ranks as well?
Yeah. Charlie died. Real talk, Charlie died because he was in Vietnam, so he's old as piss by 2019.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, he went out and they replaced him with, I guess, another Bosley. It's all women at this point.
Because Elizabeth Bosley was the first Bosley to be promoted to Bosley.
Yes.
So this means that Charlie must have been promoted direct Angel Charlie.
Wow.
It's Kelly Garrett. The first ever Bosley to be promoted to Charlie. And that's actually what Patrick Stewart's upset about, is he wanted to be the first Bosley promoted to Charlie.
Yeah. He's like, I wanted to take credit for women's
brain
role.
Seizure. At this point, we have a really perfunctory kind of romance between Jane and Gummy Bears Boy, who does the, like, phosphorus is my favorite chemical thing.
Loser.
Yeah. It's fucking dipshit. And
a shit chemical.
We... Shit chemical for cunts, yeah. And then we end the movie, except we don't, right? Because if you remember the previous two movies, they had the fun, like, mid-credit scene with, like, outtakes and stuff. What if we did that in a way that wasn't fun?
Mm.
And so we get mid-credit scene of Ella learning to be Charlie's Angels, right?
Okay,
this is the moment she truly became Charlie's Angels.
Yeah.
What they have successfully done, though, is that we understand, you know, did you just say joke?
Yeah.
They've managed to put all of that just in the end credits.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
every one of these scenes is just like someone saying a funny line. Yeah, was being like, oh, that was funny.
Mm.
There is trans representation at this point, because Laverne Cox is Laverne Cox in mid-credit scene.
Hey!
Which
fucking annihilated my brain, because you may remember from earlier on, where's the one about, like, if you're pretty, you're pretty...
Oh, it's this one.
Pretty much rendered invisible.
You can get the whole one.
Yeah, if you're beautiful, nothing else is really expected of you. And if you're not, you're pretty much rendered invisible.
How clocky do you have to be before you fail out of Charlie's Angels?
I mean, they wouldn't actually tell me. They just said I wasn't a culture fit. But I think you can draw some inferences.
I got to the second round, but unfortunately it was an inbox management task. And I didn't.
So I actually got through to the final round, but then they rewrote it and gave it to Caitlin Dever.
It's a damn
shame. There's a judo scene, right? And the instructor, in the course of like one line, brings more dyke to this movie than Kristen Stewart is allowed to in 2 hours, because she's got to fight this woman and she's like,
hands up, no fear, fight through the pain, focus, try to last 90 seconds this time.
I'm on anti-androgens, lady, it's a battle, all right? Please.
And if you had a question, that music is playing every scene in the credits.
The thing about women.
Didn't get to
and
use
then
that one.
The final insult, which is they are, some of you have done the homework. They're skydiving. And Elizabeth Banks is like, this is the final test, they're skydiving. When Ruth Bader Ginsburg did this in 1999.
She was the first angel to make the Supreme Court.
This joke has aged very, very badly.
Yeah, do you remember the time when Ruth Bader Ginsburg officiated a wedding and then died?
Yeah. She's the first ever angel to be promoted to overturning Roe v. Wade.
Is Amy Coney Barrett also in Charlie's Angels?
Too clocky.
No.
No, to be fair,
well, you
be
are allowed. We are allowed to make that joke.
To be fair, Ruth Bader Ginsburg was clocky as fuck. I mean, I'm not answering you. I'm not dignifying that with a response. There is one final actual post credit scene, right? Which is
I didn't know this.
Yeah, no, yeah. I didn't see that.
Jesus, did you not? Okay, negligent. Right, so they
the
like
the credits are when the movie stops.
they finally she graduates Charlie's Angels Academy, Charlie's Angels Selection, and they give her the Charlie's Angels tattoo. And some slight lesbian moment here because she's
like, I don't think that hurts as much.
It's very sweet.
Very sweet. Also, when Kristen Stewart says like "ass in the chair" to her when she's about to tattoo her, and yeah, that's the movie. She becomes Charlie's Angel. That's the moment that she becomes Charlie's Angel. And they really, really, really hoped this to be a whole new franchise.
In a way, I'm sad that it was. It reminds me a lot of the Henry Cavill Man from U.N.C.L.E. And it's like it's kind of a bit of a whiff, but there's some good bits, and I'm like, okay, make me like 9 million more of these.
Yeah, yeah.
They could have worked it out over the next two movies and like had a good one,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Box office is not a good metric for what movie should be made. It should be about what I like.
Yes.
And the thing is,
they should ask us.
This is a very cynical movie, but like in the sense of
it can be manufactured in pastel colors for the ladies.
But, and I'm saying this as sort of like emotional thing here, right?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Walking around to get real with you. So youth past a moment, right?
Let's rap. Speak on it, sister.
You know who else had angels?
Bay showed up. This wasn't my original choice of outfit for this. And if you've seen my other two, it's very like your mum on a night out, like dresses, right? Because that was what I thought the assignment was. And this movie and the previous two movies, watching the kind of like the most butch as a woman is allowed to be before people get scared counter increment, I internalized a little bit of girl boss feminism from this movie. And I'm like, I'm actually going to wear something that kind of makes me feel comfortable and reflects who I am and isn't a size 18 dress that I can't quite fit into. And so that's why you get this with the this and the this. Mm.
And
so just... For the listeners, I'm wearing a collar and like some kind of chain arrangement and a bra. Yeah, it's great. Yeah, it's fucking sick. This movie accidentally tricked me into doing feminism for the first time in my life.
We've been trying to avoid it all this fucking time.
Yeah, exactly. And we finally did some. So in a way, in a sort of culminative way, this is the most feminist movie of all.
That's right.
And that's Charlie's Angels, brackets 2019.
But we don't have to just guess at things like this.
Do we not?
Have a scientific system.
Really?
For figuring out how good a movie is.
Lives over here somewhere.
Lives over there. Wow, we're actually doing the whole thing from here. Okay.
I don't know.
We should. Keep it up.
For vibes, yeah.
It's called the Scum Spectrum.
Stands for smart.
Honestly, if someone takes a photo of this, I might make it my profile image for the rest of the year.
Uh-huh, fully.
Because look at us.
Oh, my God. I love my job. I love my friends. I love my audience.
I like my text as well.
Yeah, those guys.
Beautiful. Wow, oh, God, that's a lot of phones.
It stands for smarm, cultural insensitivity, unprovoked violence, and misogyny. How smarmy is this movie, and why is the answer 15?
It's very pleased with itself.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Mm. I believe
you
women
get two
are
points for Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Writing the line, did you know it takes men an additional 7 seconds to perceive a woman as a threat compared to a man?
I fear it might be. I mean, we gave the first one 6. I think it's worse than the first one.
It's like a 7 or 8.
I would say it's a 7. Dev?
7.
Yeah.
All right, 7. Cultural insensitivity. I mean, it doesn't slander the people of Mongolia.
Or Ireland.
No one wears blackface or brown face. No one peels off LL Cool J's head.
The Irish are relatively unmolested.
I mean,
I guess they'd run out, because as we said, they only hit each race once. Maybe they just run out.
Is it offensive to Germans? German prison?
I know. Ralph? I don't care. I've been paying some attention to Germany geopolitically recently, and I don't care if I...
it's a bit offensive to Turks, I guess.
Yeah,
I think
I want to give it a couple points for that.
Doing the kind of like homeland protagonist scarf. Mm. Yeah. Two points, maybe?
Two?
Yeah, two. A remarkable climb down.
Remarkably unracist for a piece of feminism as dated as this is, I would say. Mm. Mm. Unprovoked violence.
Yeah. Well, they do murder Ralph.
They tell
her not to worry about it.
Psychos.
I cannot stress this enough.
Absolute
like, she
psychos.
Kills a man, and they all go, that's fine. Yeah. That happens literally all the time.
The guy gets rock crushed.
I respect the fuck out of the rock crusher guy, though. I will say this, though. Because he's in there. Kristen Stewart is in there. And he is not attempting to get out himself at all. He's only trying to pull her back in.
He's like trans Twitter. He's like, you're coming down with me.
If you could take some accountability and get back in the rock crusher.
We actually have an award for henchmen that go above and beyond the call.
We do.
And you can't buy them anymore. We're out of them.
Really? Jesus, wow.
We're done. You bought those. You can buy the fucking pin pack too. They're pretty good. They're still fine.
you can buy some other unrelated pins.
I've got a lot of them in my house and I want to get rid of them.
Kronstein awarded posthumously with a lovely camembert on the side to that man.
Yeah, Kronstein for the boy.
Rock crusher man, yes.
How do we feel? Rock crusher goon.
Three? Four?
Four. Because the guns, you know? Like, Ella Balinska fully, like, firing a gun at a guy is like, what's the tone of this movie?
And finally, misogyny.
What's the tone of this live show? Why am I out here? I was getting real. And
who
then
are
I
these people?
To, yeah.
Pull off my mask.
Hello, Cool J. That was the one I was going to go for. Yes!
Amazing.
This is the real misogyny.
Misogyny. Yeah.
I think we have to take some points off for the feminists.
Do we? Is attempted feminism?
successful, as you've just said, in your Be Real moment.
Fuck. Goddamn.
Shit. Well, facts and logic, I guess.
Yeah,
I like that it does, bring up the fact that there was an abortion clinic and that, British state blew one up. Like, yes, it's responding to, Trump 2019-ism and, the grab them by the pussy misogyny of that time, but, that's a thing worth fucking responding to,
Yeah, it deserves better than this, though, surely.
Mm. It does, but still, it's a major Hollywood film with a big IP, trying to be somewhat feminist and, albeit in a lib way.
If we're being functional
being international?
About it. If we're being functional about it, it didn't work. Box office was terrible. Women hated this movie.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, women wanted Barbie, I guess, which, fuck, maybe we don't deserve rights.
Yeah, I guess Barbie speaks to the more kind of Chantal Mouffe populist feminism thing, whereas this is still kind of lib feminist discourse of rights and shit.
So, I knew what all those words were. So, three?
Just because I dress like this doesn't mean I can't bring citations, okay? And that's feminism. Mm.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Three? Four?
Three. Three? Three. This is quick maths.
All right.
With a fountain pen that's running out.
That gives us a total score of, oh dear.
Oh boy.
I'm afraid it's 16, which is actually worse than last night's.
Oh
correct.
My god!
Yes!
Oh my god!
Oh no,
accurate.
They've gone, I feel that's
this
harsh, but it is
worse.
A scientific system. I can't retract it.
It's a scientific system. They never should have done this. They should have made four more of the original ones, you know? What are we doing here? What's the situation?
I don't know what to do now. Because we finished the thing that we do for the podcast.
We have. Would you all like to hang out? What are you doing later?
What
time is it?
Shit, can we get the house lights up? See the boy.
Do we want to... Let's take a selfie with her.
What?
You don't get to know.
not yet.
Okay.
That's a secret. Oh, God damn it, fine. All right, the next season of Kill James Bond. As a preview of coming attractions, coming soon to a podcast near you. It's called Robbery Season.
She's done it.
We're going to watch every heist movie. All of them. We're going to watch Heat. We're going to watch... We're going to watch The Taking of Pelham 123. Yeah. We're going to watch Dog Oceans. Day Afternoon.
Yeah. Oceans, and then the Oceans brackets women?
Yes.
All we can, we can do all
one.
The oceans,
be
baby.
Be gay, do crimes.
That's right.
We've killed James Bond.
In the meantime, however, thank you so much for coming. There will be merch available outside. We will be hanging out afterwards because this is our final live show for a hot minute. Thank you so much for coming. We have been Kill James Bond. Good night.
Good night.